Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today as we continue forth, praise God, to read the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Praise God. Once again, I'm honored to be before you. My name is David Ambrose Shaw, Elder, as we come forth bringing your Word from the Bible, reading from Genesis to Revelation, as we come forth from David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as we read from Genesis to Revelations, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Praise God. And we truly thank those that have joined us and been continuing to support us through the reading of the Word of God. Praise God. We come forth, as mentioned, as I give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. Truly bless her. Give her the strength to continue to press on and move forward. for she truly is a blessing from God, anointed, true anointed woman of God with definitely the spirit and the heart of God in Jesus' name. We thank God for today as we acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. If you're into our archives, praise God. God bless you, 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 and you. I also want to say hello and a shout out to Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. We also thank God for Sister V out of Compton, California. Praise God for joining us. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for those that are listening over in South Korea. Amen. Praise God. Those that are in Egypt. Amen. We also acknowledge those, for we have radio broadcasts that does go forward, and people are into the archives. They listen. Those individuals, praise God, we bless on prayer. Who are in India, praise God. Those that are in South Korea and Malaysia, God bless you guys. We thank you for joining us, being with us, supporting us. And we also acknowledge those in Canada, praise God, and Jamaica. Amen. We do truly want to acknowledge our listeners as we thank God for each and every one of you as your prayers have gone forth onto us as well. We also want to acknowledge, praise God, if you desire to continue to support our ministry, praise God, financially and also with prayer, we have David and Diane. We have ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com that goes towards the ministry, amen, that we have here at David and Diane paid for. Amen, our support in continuing to bring forth the reading of the word, because as Lady Diane continues to come forth on Friday evening, praise God, she also comes forth on Sundays with the word of encouragement and the word of God, for she truly is an anointed, spirit-filled woman of God that knows her word. And we thank God for her taking the time out of her busy schedule to come forth bringing the word of God. Amen. And we do thank God in the name of Jesus for Brother and Eddie, who also goes forth, amen, as we pray for him as he goes through his ordeals in Chicago. We thank God for him continuing to listen in onto us. Amen. And we once again just want to thank you, amen, for just being with us at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. As we continue reading forth, we come in the New Testament. Praise God. We're coming forth out of the beginning of the gospel. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. We're starting forth out of the gospels according to Matthew is what we're coming forth on today. Amen. We do once again thank you for continuing to support us and be with the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, we're coming forth with the word from the King James Version. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day again, we humble ourselves before you. We come ourselves before you, Father, acknowledging that, Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing. But we know that through you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ. And that way we ask for the Spirit and the heart of God to come upon us to give us compassion, to love one another and to forgive one another and to be there and help one another through this holiday season of giving. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name for allowing us to come forth strongly on the word this evening, praying that your spirit continue to manifest upon those, oh God, that desire to receive and hear your word and your joy. For as you said, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, and we acknowledge that in what we do. We give you praise, Lord, for your word, knowing that in your word, there you are. And we thank you for what you're allowing us to receive on today. We ask that you continue to move forward throughout this reading. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're coming forth, amen, with the book of St. Matthew, and we will be starting in chapter 1. I want to first and foremost also wish everyone a happy holidays throughout this time. And we're going to continue forth with the Word of God. Let us read the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brother, and Judah begot Perez and Zerah and Tamar, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Rechad begot, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king, and David the king begot Solomon, and her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa, and Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Jerem, and Jerem begot Uzziah, and Uzziah begot Jatham, and Jatham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah, and Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brother. About that time they were carried away to Babylon, and after they were brought by Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abidad, and Abidad begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Elijah begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Matham, and Matham begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away of Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away unto Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was opposed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child who had the Holy Ghost. When Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sheep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. I knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn, and I called his name Jesus. Matthew chapter 2. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came a wise man from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. They said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, is the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When the king had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over there where a young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the host, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And when they were departed, they had angel the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee unto Egypt. And thou there until I bring thee word from Herod, who is seeking the child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked, he was wise men, and was exceedingly wroth, and sought for, and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying,
in Ramah was their voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. And they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in the Judah in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching the wilderness and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make his path straight. Then the same John on his raiment of camel's hair and the latin girded about his loins, and his meat was locusts and honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judah and all the reign round about Jordan, and when were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generations of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits, meats for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to rise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his flock and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered unto him, Separate be, say no, all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and if the hands, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy feet against the stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain. All the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving of Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness, saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From the time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent! For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he saith unto them, follow me, for I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from that, he saw two brothers, James and the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and left their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manners of sickness and all manners of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sickness, sick people that were taken with divers disease and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had a palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from the Jerusalem, and from Judah, and from beyond Jordan. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall rival ye and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before me. Yea, are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but I to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, the heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever tab or shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them and shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said, when they of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever kills shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hath against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily, I say unto thee, thou shalt be in no means come out tenth till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Ye shall have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast from thee. For it is profitable for thee to one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a ring of divorce. So I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saying that is the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, ye have heard that I have been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his sister, neither by Jerusalem. For it is the city of great kings. Neither shall thou swear by the head, because thou canst not one hair, white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than this committeth of evil. Ye have heard it, hath been said. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man shall sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow to thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them faithfully use you. I persecute you, that they may be children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh a sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? If ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. For when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues in the streets, and that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thine left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that mine alms may be in secret, and thy Father would see it in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you all, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thine door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward. But when thou pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not ye therefore. Let not therefore, for your Father know that things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, do not, as the hypocrites of the sad countenance, and they discover their faces, that they may appear unto men to face. Verily, I say unto you, that may have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thine feet, that thou may appear unto the men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret, thy reward be openly. Lay not up thyself treasures unto earth, where moth or rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up your treasures in heaven. Thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. But therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the ladies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that seed in Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God is clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or whither shall we be clothed?
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for your morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Praise God. We just stepped into the New Testament, beginning with the Gospel of Matthew. Saint Matthew. Amen. And we truly thank God for the opportunity to read his word. We're learning about Jesus Christ. We're reading on him, and we're filling his spirit. Praise God. The Spirit of God Almighty, the one and only, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Jesus loves you. We'll be back on tomorrow.